So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. So this week, Erica Kirk is going to be doing a town hall with CBS. I think it's on the 10th, so that's, thank God, can't conflict with tomorrow night Scott Jennings. God. Erica Kirk with Barry Weiss, who's taken over the news department and other enterprises at CBS, of all places. I mean, this is shocking. So in place of that, Erica Kirk either tweeted out or did an interview. I think we had the sound of it, Henry. I don't know if we still have it. Where she said that any number of young women who are not looking for a husband or do not have a husband, government becomes the husband. And single women voters, any number of them, in various presidential elections, we do have it. All right, so we'll hear it in our own words first, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking about this. Here's Kirk.
What do you make, I was going to ask you actually, what do you make of Mamdani here in New York? And the reason I ask is, he was somebody who really actually was able to persuade the younger voter. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really captured, but obviously on the complete opposite end, if mm-hmm. you will, of where someone like Charlie would have been.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so interesting because I lived in Manhattan for a while and I loved this city. I'm going to come at this from a female voter because a high percentage of his voters were female. I think there's a tendency, especially when you live in a city like Manhattan, where, again, you are so career-driven and you almost look to the government as a form of replacement for certain things, relationship-wise even. So you see things a little bit differently. What I don't want to have happen is women, young women in the city, look to the government as a solution to put off having a family or a marriage because you're relying on the government to support you instead of being united with a husband where you can support yourself and your husband can support and you can guys all combine together. But I just find it so ironic and so interesting that a heavy percentage of the individuals that voted for him were female.
All right. Now, that's a little bit more nuanced. You hear what she said there? She's not attacking. It's pretty good. So what does the Twitter world, Twitterverse, what do they say? Aha. Erica Kirk did not get married until she was 32. Oh, my God. Oh, that is outrageous. What a hypocrite. 32. You know, I don't even know if you can make the comment. I mean, things happen. You bump into the right person. Things go right, etc. So, Henry, I thought I'd ask you, since you're nowhere near that, as far as I can tell, what's the ideal age to be married?
Oh, man. 30.
30. I think 32.
Yeah.
But we're a little bit on the high side.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that's, given everything today, people live longer, everything else, more choices, women in the workforce, et cetera. And what's the over and under? You know, not that some marriages can't work, but today, if you're getting married, if you're under 22, I'm like, are you sure?
I mean, totally. I mean, that's any of them. Yeah,
all right, I'm starting to ratchet up. Now you're emboldening me. If you're under 23.
That's where I start thinking it's okay. Because I feel like the ones who are truly in love, maybe it's a high school sweetheart or you met in college or something.
Yeah, but by and large, you're frowning a bit.
No.
I'm no, okay, 23 we've settled in.
My gosh, you're getting married? That's crazy. Right. Okay. No, I'm not frowning at them. It's like, okay. Oh, good for them.
All right, so they're trying to get Erica Kirk on the government remark, which is made before, but she made it in a more interesting way by saying, hey, honey, well, why did you wait until you were 32 then? And again, I don't know when they met. I don't know all the particulars of that, et cetera. But I don't think that's that much out of line with that comment. The comment's been made before. She made it in a little more nuanced way that we're not just talking about welfare. She's talking about in general. Why would they vote for a guy like this? Well, he's telling them, we're going to make New York affordable for you. Now, I really don't get living in New York long term, the attraction to that. Because you're going to be living in an apartment, right? It's impossible to imagine you're not. Is that attractive, ultimately? Really? Is the excitement of that? It's that you're going to move away if you have kids anyhow. You're going to make that kid grow up in New York? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, a kid in an apartment, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not going to be affordable. He's selling something. He's selling the New York thing to be affordable. But like it or not, they're on to something. Affordability is going to be the word going into the midterms, without a doubt. And the Trump people are doing a lot of things that I think are cutting down and making affordability real. But two big things. One, I think they can handle the housing thing. They at least have the background. The other is healthcare. So tomorrow night with Scott, my last segment with him, I divided it up because of his book. I like to have you get to know the guest, the first segment. Then next, I called it Trump Traits. He talks about some of the premier traits that Trump has. One of them is curiosity. That's surprising that people would say that. I've seen it. He thinks out loud.
He does it all the time in speeches. Something will occur to him.
We're sitting there. The time I was in the Oval Office, things are going great. This was the buttoned-up Trump. Suddenly, somebody mentions a dog, and he talks about this drug dog that was in the day before or something, showing what this dog can do, and he just goes off. Then 60 or 50 representatives are coming in trying to plead with him to put American troops in Syria. But we had no time for pictures. And they're going, sir, but these people are waiting. They have to wait. We have to take pictures. And one of them is Dan Crenshaw with the eye patch standing right next to me. I'm like, let me out of here. But no, the picture. Looking down on the head, you can see the viaducts. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, Trump thinks out loud, is very curious, right in the middle of something. And I think that's a strength. I think that's how he came up with a no tax on tips and any number of things that were just sitting there and no one else came with them. So I'm planning to ask Scott about that tomorrow night. But affordability, the one they're going to have trouble with is healthcare. You have people like Jeff Van Drew out there pleading with Republicans. They got to do something on health care. The only thing they have that looks to me like it's going to pass is some extension of Obamacare. Now, I hate to say this, but if it means winning, I have to throw in for another year of Obamacare. What else are they going to come up with? What are they going to do? What I'm not throwing in for is what Brian Fitzpatrick is talking about. And he seems to be getting a lot of play. We played you what he said over the weekend, calling out Republicans. He said, we're going to put caps on it. Come on, Brian, $225,000 of family income? That's a cap? Are you kidding me? No mention of abortion for pro-life people don't want to pay for this. Also, he's talking at least 2 years. That's what he said this morning. So what should they do? What would be acceptable for you? The argument is a lot of MAGA people want that Obamacare. That's what that's what's behind all this. And I think Jeff Van Drew is saying that also. All right, Gary in Newtown. Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic show so far. I work with a lot of immigrants from Ukraine and Russia. And the law on the books is that our company wanted to bring them over, we would have to sign an affidavit that they were gainfully employed. And if they were fired or if they whatever, they would not be able to go on the government dole. The company, our company, would have to foot the bill for them to live.
Right.
And that law has been around for like 100 years.
So I take your point. Are they refugees from what's going on in Ukraine?
No, they are not. I've been working with these people for 20 years. These were specific engineers, what we call them radio engineers, kind of like Wi-Fi. To bring them over, we had to sponsor them to come over.
Well, the same thing should happen with the Somalians because, Gary, 80% on welfare.
To everybody.
Yeah, 80% on welfare, and they've been here, like it seems to me, 20, 25 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And it took this scandal to bring it up.
Yeah. Where's Doge now? Keep going. Keep finding, because it's not just there, that's for sure.
Exactly right. Exactly. What's your side today, Gary?
So the answer today, we can either blame Al Gore and we can blame Steve Jobs, because Al Gore invented the internet. Steve Jobs invented the smartphone. There are no adult video stores left to go to.
That is a really good one. Oh, almost like the guy with the Brazilian wax who won last week. No more adult videos. That's an outrage.
I love how he staged that.
No more to go to. Yes. Oh, man. Can you imagine going in there? Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Steve Jobs. 855-839-1210. That is how you get on board. That's the side question. Oh, I love Joe's. This is a good one. Oh, he's going to take me on the mountains. Come on. When you have the Jersey Shore, to me, you have it all. You just do. Why go anywhere else? Yeah, Italy's nice, but it's not North Wildwood.
What if I want to go hiking?
Yeah, there's plenty of hiking there. Come on. We got hiking going on. Hike in the sand. It's good. Builds up muscle. No, there's no allure like that. Come on. Mulligan's is not in the mountains. You couldn't find a Mulligan's there.
True.
Yeah. Probably throwing darts or a deer or something. Come on, that's not true. Okay, 855-839-1210. You get on board. What should Republicans do? They got to do something. Fitzpatrick's right. I just don't like his something. Affordability. Let's go the Trump people now with the fuel standards. That's good. Remember the Ozempic? It's such a big deal. We're going to cut down on that. Make that cheaper for you. Grocery store prices. I got off the Christmas tree thing, though, too. Is this a scam? Are they just trying to say, hey, affordability, you know, everything costs more? Why would are you paying $150 for a Christmas tree? Now, the place we went to last year, Henry, they actually had a device that cuts it, that it fits right into the stand.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if you ever had a problem screwing it in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were going through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Hours later. But this place, and it's at a seafood place of sorts, they do it right there, right into the stand. You can't beat that. $150, though. I'm still not paying for that. The guy's going to have to come over.
I want to know what you're going to pay. I really do. Are you going to haggle?
Yeah, come on. You know, that can't be. Give me that one over there. When Rose not looking, I'll shift trees. Oh, no. Rose going to get the best tree. You know that.
Of course.
Of course. Anything's possible. Is $150 a standard now for a new tree for Christmas? 855-839-1210. But they would take a check.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that places would take it. You know, it's a
mom and pop shop, too.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a big hit to them if you Welsh on the check, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if I could say Welsh anymore. Why did the Welsh get blamed for Welshing or Welching, whichever one it is?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Well, it means, you know, not having the proper funds there.
Oh.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. Get in. My good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prostodontist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz. I've been telling you about the news that's starting to settle in as we end the year and into the new year, and it is big. Because now, at the Bentz Dental Center, there are two prostodontists. Dr. Bentz's daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. Now, that's no small feat. That's why it's such a big deal. So now you have over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. And this is in addition to Dr. Emily Bentz. She joins Dr. Bentz in providing the best and customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases like mine, in addition to the exceptional general dentistry services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz. So this is a dentistry family extraordinaire. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, or you're looking for a dentist, or it's the end of the year and you still have some money on your dental plan and you want to do something to get started, you want to get a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did. Call the Bentz Dental Group at 610-272-6949. Get that initial look-see right now, maybe over the holidays. 610-272-6949, or visit their website at Bentz Dental Group. That's Bentz Dental Group.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Really interesting Harris poll out. Favorable, unfavorable on big-name politicians across the country. And it tells me that no matter what you do, even if it's pretty good, you know, that you would think no one is that unfavorable towards you, you're still, well, I'll put it this way. The leader, Henry, is only at a +3 favorable versus unfavorable. Who do you think that might be? Yeah, oh, okay, you're on the phone. Okay. President Trump is at a -3. 45% favorable. Well, that doesn't add up. Maybe it's 4. 49% unfavorable. Elon Musk is only at a -3. J.D. Vance is at a column, 40-40. Joe Biden is only at a -11. What? 39% see him favorably, 50% see him unfavorably. Marco Rubio is at a +3. Gavin Newsom is at a +1. AOC, -5. Pete Hegseth, -5. Mondani, -2. Let's see. Chuck Schumer. -16.
Yeah, that I would have said 20 there.
He's close to Maduro. Maduro's only at a -20. Maduro's got an 11% favorable. Putin is only -53. He's got a 13% favorable. We should follow the people that are voting favorably for Putin. All right, the number one, who is at +3% here, is RFK Jr. And I understand completely why. The people that are gaga over Robert Trump Jr., he is as popular. I mean, you can't mind the MAHA movement. So today we have Dr. Robert Malone, who really is at 2:30, the chief figure, I believe, on this new CDC panel on vaccines and the like. He'll be coming on because of this hepatitis B. I have a mixed thing with RFK Jr. I am so glad that he's got the power and he's pushing back on what's in our foods and all that. But running around saying autism, autism, like with Tylenol, I'm not joining that crowd. I'm going to ask Dr. Malone all those questions at 2:30 today. You don't want to miss this one. And I have tried, Henry, from the very, I thought I had him cornered way back when. I have some people very close there with RFK Jr. They thought it was a lock to get him on. I haven't given up. One of these days, we'll
it'll
have
happen.
Him on.
I believe it.
I used to get him on pretty regularly. Well, you know, that's well before all this stuff. He has about the best favorability, and people are not really unfavorable toward J.D. Vance. It's mixed. I think then there's no opinion. You know, that's why the numbers don't add up. But Trump isn't too bad. That's not bad. Netanyahu's a -10. Schumer is close to Maduro. Democrats love that Maduro. And Putin gets 13% positive. Wow. Unbelievable. Let me go to Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, I didn't see you as a mountains guy. Come on.
Dom, I was playing a little devil's advocate. I mean, you wouldn't want to spend a Friday into a weekend up at Shawnee, get taken a little golf.
Yeah, but right away, you're taking a premier golf course and doing that and avoiding you're in the Poconos. I could play golf at a great course and then go to the beach, Joe. Come on, Joe.
Well, I'll fess up, and it'll lead into my side answer.
Okay.
I'm a beach guy, too. And back in the day, we used to play that little beach blanket bimbo with all the hopes and goals in the world. So, my thought, you know, we were kings back then, or we thought
yes.
we were, until
yeah.
we got slapped down.
Yeah.
My side answer were, I don't even know if they exist anymore, and I think if they don't, I know why. Were those bastions of hope and testosterone, you'd walk in, like I said, feeling like the king. More times than none, you'd walk out with your tails between your legs. But it never inhibited you from trying and trying again. And those are the singles bars. And I think they went by the wayside because of this silly online dating.
Joe, I couldn't agree more. And you would be a good mentor to guys. But you're in the huddle, Joe. You're telling them, look, you're going to go in, you're going to die 50 times out of 51. And these guys are going to bail out. They're going to say, we don't do that. We're going online.
But, Dom, it's still worse than the alternative because I would tell them, for how much of a con artist you think you could be on a dating site, guess who you're going to meet? Another con artist. And I tell my boys, I said, I keep saying dating, meeting the right person is a contact sport. You don't do it over a smartphone. You can't.
That's so right, Joe. You know, maybe advice about it. It's not hopeless. All the usual avenues. You know what? Whatever happened to people fixing people up with people? How did that go
around? I have thought about that time and time
again.
What
happened to it?
People don't have, like, yeah. Like, I feel like in shows and stuff, they're like, oh, yeah. I got a friend I can fix you up with. That
Joe,
never happened.
Back in the day, never. You know, Ro, but back in the day, she would be with these other women on the phone. Then they would run through, like, 20 people, and they're vetting them. It's like the pro draft. No, let's send this guy in, you know?
Dom, you leave that to the women.
Yes.
But we always took that as an insult, you know? we'll take your advice, but we could do this on our own, guys, girls. We could do this.
Maybe that's why it's
and
dead.
We used to make those happy hour treks down to Cherry Hill at Club Enchanté, full of hope and dream. And it was just a beautiful thing, Dom.
Joe, you should have been the promoter outside. Come in, the hopeless. Come in, there is hope.
bring your loss. Bring your weak.
Thank you, Joe. That was a great call. That's so true. So, Henry, you don't like the fix-up, or you
No,
do?
I do like the fix-up.
I do,
it's
too.
Non-existent.
Yeah.
That could be the answer to today's side question, the fix-up. I mean, I don't know of anyone saying, like, oh, I got a friend at work. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, whatever
happened,
that was
week.
A sport for women, principally.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, you're saying, well, wait a minute. If she's that good, maybe.
Yeah, and then maybe it's the people like Joe. It's like, I don't need any help. I don't need any help. Maybe
exactly.
They're the ones who killed it.
All right. Yeah, if there's anybody out there that knows how to fix it, you have to call us. It's usually women. All right, at 1:40, we're going to talk with Senator McCormick. Big article today challenging Governor Shapiro. Why won't he take the money in the big, beautiful bill so the kids can go to a good school? Not only that, Dave McCormick has been involved in some of the biggest stuff out of the entire year. And we have Mondami giving ICE evasion tips in a new video. We'll play some of that with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. It's a great answer from Joe. But you can top that. There's always a better one out there. Something that's declined, kind of like the Apollo program ended on that date in history. We're looking on Friday. Astronaut, I'm an astronaut. Yeah, there's a million of, you know. Sadly, that used to be, wow, this guy's an astronaut, should run for president. All right, Dave McCormick will be here at 210 today. Big editorial in today's Inquirer about just money going to kids so they don't have to go to these rotten schools. He won't say that. Look, I wouldn't. I'll say it. They're rotten. They will be. They have been rotten for 20, 30, 40 years. They're rotten today, and they will be rotten. They will always be rotten. I've taught. I know. I'm willing to debate anybody anywhere on that. Well, if you gave us $1 billion, it's still would look nicer for a little while and still be rotten. Expectations, etc. You know what I'm talking about. All right. So this, Steve Bannon. Really, I've gotten him on the show before several times. I'm not sure if he's somebody to bring on, but he is right about something. He's talking to President Trump. Is in this alliance with the techno gods. And one part of me gets it that we have to beat China with artificial intelligence. But Bannon talks about the fact, what's the downside of that? The job loss and the things that are going to happen. And he coined the term, the broligarchs. You know, this tech bros guys, the broligarchs. Now, I'm not going to give him credit once. I'm going to be saying it many times. He really trips off the tongue instead of the oligarchs, or how does Bernie pronounce it? The oligarchs.
Broligarchs.
Yeah. The broligarchs. Bernie, start using that. They're very effective. And this Harris poll is interesting. It tells me that J.D. Vance has a shot to be the next one up in that he has a zero unfavorable, net zero favorable, unfavorable. That's not so bad, given the rest of it. But the one who's the star, and I think he's going to run for president, by the way, in 2028. I would take a bet on that right now, is RFK Jr. Would you vote for RFK Jr. as president? We're going to start to be asking that. When people take a look at who are the people, I think Trump is leaning toward Marco Rubio. I mean, think about this. Remember in 2016 race what they were doing, what they were comparing the size of, Trump and Marco Rubio? And Rubio has been stellar. Scott Jennings, our big event tomorrow night, writes a lot about Rubio and how effective he is and how well he gets along with Trump. Get those tickets at 1210WPHT.com, and you want to get the meet and greet part, which is going to be fabulous tomorrow night over at the Colonial. But he writes glowingly about Marco Rubio. And I think Trump favors him, potentially, over Vance. Vance has Don Jr. in his camp. Would Trump throw his weight behind Marco Rubio? But what about RFK Jr.? He's the leader here. He's got the base of people. Is the other side so ferociously opposed? Yeah, I think they are. But there's so many other targets, they haven't really come after him. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 12. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Don. It's good to talk to you today. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
The $150 for a tree, I would rather pay $25 for an axe and go get one myself, to be honest with you.
That's outrageous. $150. And Henry and his dad just writing checks out there. We'll take a check for that. My God.
And I think the singles bar has been replaced by the sports bar. As I go around, I see a lot of sports bar that has a lot of younger people there hanging out and doing what we used to do in singles bars.
At least Eagles fans, Henry, in sports bars. A lot of women.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's a singles bar. No?
No.
Well, you're suspect of their sports knowledge, maybe. That's
No, it's just not everyone's single. I've never heard the term singles bar like being used by anyone my age.
Okay.
God, I feel so old now.
Yeah.
I would just like an audit of the $4.8 trillion that Democrats spent over the last 4 years. Because I'm not seeing a whole lot of construction, updates to infrastructure, but I am seeing a lot of Democrats lining their pockets. I'm seeing every movement they have out there with brand new signs and brand new choreographed themes. And they've been pimping us for 5 years, and we need to do an audit of every dime that they spent. Thank you, Brian Fitzpatrick, when they did all that money. You know
well,
what I mean?
I think Doge, Robert, was that. And Scott Jennings gives glowing marks to Doge. I don't. I think it got bad PR because of the way they went about it. But the instinct to do it was right. Was Elon Musk the right guy? Look, he's a genius. But is he the right guy in the PR wars that go on with it? Why was it stopped? It was unearthing billions of dollars.
I don't know. I don't think it matters who your messenger is. Any good message gets corrupted in D.C.
How difficult it is to beat them. You got a guy who was ferocious, and then you have Trump, too, and they had trouble keeping it going. That's how bad D.C. is. You're right.
And they finally try to hold Democrats accountable, and the judges are blocking them every step
exactly.
of the way. They didn't have one complaint about Jack Smith when he went after Trump. Not one judge said anything. Oh, okay, I'll stop. Now, I'm listening to the answers, and I can identify with some of them, but I think I wanted to get back to something a little more innocent, okay? What I used to love when I was a kid, I saw Star Wars there, I saw Chariots of Fire there, was the drive-in theater. They had little carnivals in front. You could go in and hook up them speakers up to your window, even lay on top of the car, and it was a whole different world, and I really miss that, you know what I mean? And I wish I could take my kids to one.
Well, I think there's still a few out there, Robert. Now, they're in the hinterlands, I think, though. They're still out there.
Oh, okay.
A couple, yeah.
But not at the beach, right?
Thank you, yeah. That's where they're going to go if you go to the Pocono. Oh, we got drive-in movies. We don't need them at the beach.
They should bring that back. Especially the
driving.
Beach. Yeah.
I think there's a bunch of them in like central Pennsylvania is where you find them.
Oh, they're out
there.
They're
still out there. Yeah, a bit. Okay. Newman Price. Let's go to Newman in Jenkintown. Hey, Newman.
Hey, Dom. Hope you guys are doing well today.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
How do I follow Joe and Robert? That's like, that's really stacking it there. So I'll jump right to the answer. Actually, before I do that, don't forget, there are places where the mountains meet the beach.
Yes.
So don't cross those off. the answer, my answer to the side question is, believe it or not, it's still around. It was started in 1953, used to be in just about every home imaginable, and that's the TV Guide.
That is a great one. Yes, just think of how ancient that sounds, that Seinfeld episode.
I was talking with Newman on the phone about that. Yeah,
that guy, you know, what makes Seinfeld are the bit characters that were in there, too. The top 10 other, well, or supporting characters. Costanza.
Frank Costanza.
Yeah, Frank Costanza is number one. You can't beat that. I don't care how good you are, how different. The soup Nazi I had in studio once.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even knew his name was the soup Nazi. For the final thing, that guy was out of centric. But Frank Costanza, particularly playing off the wife, Estelle.
Yeah,
that's perfect. You can't beat them. All righty, phone lines, 855-839-1210. That's the side question today. And is RFK Jr., yeah, he's going to run for president in 2028. I don't think J.D. Vance has an easy path to this because I'm not convinced President Trump sees him as the guy. In fact, I think he more sees Marco Rubio. And that is one of the strangest. Scott Jennings makes this point. Trump reminds me of Steinbrenner, George Steinbrenner. Remember how many times he would bring Billy Martin back or Daryl Strawberry? Trump brings people back. I'm predicting that before the end of the term, Marjorie Taylor Greene will be back in some way, shape, or form. Jennings sees that as ferocious as he is with those, say, on the left or Rosie O'Donnell. Trump does stuff that brings people back again and again and again. You'll get that tomorrow night. The great Scott Jennings, our next Politics and Pints, one of our favorite things to do. Just get your tickets now at 1210WPHT.com. You will get the limited edition tree ornament and the book, which I finished and have annotated to death, A Revolution of Common Sense. That's what Jennings talks about. Worth the price of admission, just the first time he comes into the Oval Office, the first time I think he met Trump, and in the Oval Office, I've been there, the Trump experience there, when he says, come on over here, Mary Walter, here's where I put the dictators in this chair. And you're saying to yourself, this is the president of the United States. Oh, my God. And then you're off to the races from there. All right. Time stands still, Henry. I look up and it's like 50 minutes later and you're just sitting on the couch. Wondering what the heck will happen next. Who might come in? Tyson might come in. Instead, I'm sitting next to Dan Crenshaw for 5 minutes. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Jump on board. First, though, let me remind you. Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts now. Going on today, the Deck the Halls sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials, powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle and effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that keep you vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com, res-q.com. Your product consultant can also be reached at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, something like the Apollo program, Henry and I noticed it went away pretty much on Friday. It was this day in history. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Some fabulous answers on that. We're going to talk with Dave McCormick. What a year it's been for him. He has been a prime guy nationwide. But more importantly, he's visiting a Philadelphia, I think it's a charter school today. I have it somewhere here. And making the case with Josh Shapiro, why will he not tell people, yes, he's going to take the money that's out there in the big, beautiful bill. He has teams of lawyers. He's a lawyer. Why does this guy get to delay? What is the magic of this guy with these pundits? You know, when I do Inside Story, any number of people there, it's just magical with them. This guy's got to be president. Well, he's not even on the national radar yet, but Stacey Garrity is going to fight the good fight on this, and this is a race that we have to do at least well in. Because this guy is determined to take out the four congresspeople, Republicans, that are seen as, quote, vulnerable in Pennsylvania, to give him a notch on the presidential belt. So it's another reason to do that. All right, so far on the affordability look, though, I asked the question about the Henry and the $150 tree. Have you seen anything else this holiday season where you go, that's just ridiculous? And President Trump, on my mind, coming to Pennsylvania tomorrow on affordability. We know housing they might be able to handle, but how do you handle health care? And I just think Brian Fitzpatrick is going bridges too far. Is it just to curry favor with his district? Why does he have to be the focal point of calling out other Republicans and saying he wants at least a 2-year extension of Obamacare? I know when he comes on, he's going to say, well, to stop fraud in his plan, they would charge $5 a month you have to pay. That's $60 a year. I mean, they're bringing in all kinds of money with fraudulent people. I would just check in Minnesota. How many of them are getting Obamacare and not using it? They're on welfare and everything else. Stephen Miller, though, calling it out, saying upwards of 80% of people from Somalia. Are on welfare. I'm looking at a story from Maine. A man from Somalia came to America, started a nonprofit, and opened a multi-million-dollar migrant care service agency. He's getting over $5 million a year from American taxpayers, being given no-bid contracts from Maine Governor Janet Mills. Remember her challenging the president? And is building a military in Somalia. He has been funneling money back to Somalia to build a military there. Quote, the guy is running a migrant service agency that bills Maine Care, which is what we call Medicaid, about $5 million a year. He raised the money in the U.S. to buy weapons, munitions, and supplies for paramilitary forces in Somalia. Maine is another place, not as bad as Minnesota, but it's getting there. Upside of this, tremendous fodder for the Trump campaign administration as we head into the midterms. Tremendous, because this is the issue. New York Times over the weekend, big piece. The Biden people both ignored, they were aware of it, how bad the storming the borders crisis was. And they said they were too busy with other things. That was their excuse. Now, that's not it, New York Times. They wanted it. It's not just they were too busy and it was inconvenient to do anything about it. They wanted it. They got what they wanted. And President Trump got what he wanted. America said, fix this, stop it, never let it happen again. And oh, by the way, deport any number of people. Going to play, we have that Brian Kilmeade cut, right, Henry? I think it was one of the last ones. I'm going to play Kilmeade, and I love Brian Kilmeade. But on this, I think he's wrong. He's saying we're going to lose the midterms if people that are Hispanic view ICE as deporting people who are not criminals. Well, wait a minute. There's a lot of criminals here, criminal aliens. But there's a lot more people who don't belong here, came in during Biden, and all the difficulty that creates. I'll play it for you. We got Dom's Money Melody for a big prize today. All that going on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.